In the preparation of a talk new to the profession, like that relative to the cranial concept and the science of osteopathy, one meets with frequent difficulty in the search for suitable descriptive terminology. It became my good fortune to have the volunteered assistance of the late Dr. Ray G. Hallwood, editor of the Journal of the American Osteopathic Association, during the writing of the cranial bowl text. Well do I remember one especial difficulty concerning the fauce cerebri and tentorum cerebelli functioning as cooperative balance agencies in the delicate and intricate mechanism of cranial membranous articular mobility. We found considerable information even in that early day, descriptive of the intracranial membranes as functioning in the act of stress bands, shock absorbers, and partitions to prevent the cerebral hemispheres from bumping together. Quite true. These intracranial agencies can function as stress bands, shock absorbers, and partitions, but their function, according to the physiological laws not framed by human hand, had a deeper significance. After considerable discussion and correspondence, we finally agreed upon the terminology as the reciprocal tension membrane.